2019 edition.
We can't see. That guy is not someone that I don't support. We're alive.
The SLF podcast.
No, we are not branding that man.
Can I get some milk?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, wow. That is disgusting. Back again. Guess who's back.
Tell a friend. SLF gang.
Hi, guys.
Hi, beautiful people.
How are you, Abby? Where's the energy, bro?
Oh, the energy.
Guys, the kind of week that I experienced since last weekend.
Yeah, Abby's been...
Woo. Oh, Lord. Guys, yeah.
Thank God for my life. Thank God for your life, because people don't see what I see.
No, they don't see it. They don't understand. But we move. We thank God for life.
Yes.
We thank God.
Holler.
Thank God. Anyways, so what's going on, Helen?
Abby, how's your week, man? My week's... Obviously, your week's been rough, but we thank God. My week's been, you know, just busy, just work, you know, getting it done, like... That's all you can do, really. Mm. You know? Just doing the cricking, the cracking, and the cracking, and the cricking, you know? Working 9 to 5.
Ow.
What a way to make a living. Working never got much. Sorry, I just went real country there. But yes, no, how's everyone doing? Hope everyone's having a great week. You know, we're almost at the end of quarantine, lockdown.
Quarantine.
I mean, but I personally think he's going to extend it all the way till March.
They released the thing. Is it Scotland?
Scotland who?
Scotland.
What, they've cancelled Christmas?
No, so they've got lockdown until like the 11th of December.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like tier 4, like as in the top. Like as in,
okay,
yeah, so restrict, but just enough time for them to like go get like stuff for Christmas, basically just enough time to go outside and kill themselves with COVID for Christmas.
Oh, are they released?
No, so they're gonna be inside.
Okay,
so they're just basically, so we have our lockdown, but our lockdown's still a bit, you know,
yeah, so they're not allowed out until the 11th.
Yes, so over 2 million people are gonna be inside.
Yeah, but that gives them only 2 weeks for Christmas.
Yeah, that's what they said. That's what people are upset about.
See, personally, I actually don't mind if Christmas doesn't happen this year. I'm actually all right with it.
Yeah.
I think everyone else wants to be with their family and stuff. Like, that sounds a bit bad. It's not like I don't want to be with my family. It's just...
But majority of people, I'm just over it.
I'm
not going to lie. Majority of people are lucky enough that they actually are with their family during this whole COVID. So it's not really...
Shout out to you guys.
It's more about the fact that you guys want to do that big, you know, Christmas, you know, the turkey.
Oh, to be fair, I guess so. Like, especially, like, obviously I love my parents and that, but my sisters, like, I do like spending time with my sisters during Christmas, especially because I feel like that's the only time we actually, like, get to all be together.
But then if you want to be preaching saved NHS, save lives and stuff like that...
No, you have to say it properly. It's stay home... I went blank for a second. So it's stay home, protect the NHS. Mm-hmm. I sounded like him there. Don't like save lives.
Yes,
it's in that order. Oh wow, I can't speak English. I'm not even going to bother
anyway. In that order.
In that order. But yeah,
if we want to do that, we need to think about that when it comes to our families as well. And going, like, it doesn't right now. Right, Christmas is not about that. You want to. But then again, I do feel sorry for people. Like, this is... Like, people's lives have just stopped.
Yeah.
It has literally just stopped.
Yeah, I had so many plans this year. I can't even lie to you guys. Like, I was going to travel. I was going to do this. I was going to drive.
I was going to get married
every year. Guys, help us fast and pray. No, you know when they do midnight the crossover service from 31st to the 1st of January. Guys, I want every single listener to message us with a prayer point for Abby on how she can get married next year, because honestly,
shout out.
For the past 2 years, this girl have been telling me, Helen, No, it's possible. Listen, this girl will tell. She'll turn to me like, I always look at her in confusion. Like, I'm so confused.
No, but you are the same people.
I get so annoyed because I'm like, what?
No, you people are stupid. You people are fucking stupid. What are you telling me? No, let me tell you why.
I'm gonna whoop your
head. You're the same people that say be positive.
No,
bring positivity out into the universe.
Don't be silly.
Say what you want. God will give you what you want. I said I wanted to get married this year.
Don't be silly.
No.
When I say speak positivity into life, be positive. I'm being like, oh, claim that you're happy today. Claim that you choose to be happy. You choose to be kind. Wait. You attract a good job and stuff like that. Uh-huh. How can you say, I will be married next year. By the end of this year, I'll find. This girl will tell me, she'll be like, Helen.
I'm so excited, I'm getting married.
No, I have to expose you. Because of what you said, I have to expose you. This girl will fully turn to me and say, like, I'll be like, oh, hell, Abby, let's take like 2 days off. She'll be like, what do you mean? I'm not taking 2 days off. I said, why? I'm saving those days for my boyfriend. I'm saving those days for my husband. I'm like,
to go on holiday so we can go on vacation, guys.
Have been doing vacation home. She held on to those annual leave.
And then guess what?
Guess what?
And then when May don't come, I have to go spread it with family.
She ends up using it for family. And I'm just like, I get so vexed because I'm like, we could have gone somewhere. We could have done something. But no, you're fixating it. See, that's why in my last podcast I said who that help? Who did it help? How many of you are? No, you guys don't understand.
No, guys, let's just understand them. A special character.
She is.
Like,
I'm very special. So even till now, she still kind of says that sometimes. She's like, I'll get married next year. And I just look at her like,
yeah,
I don't understand.
Do you know what?
When it happens, I'll be like, yeah, 3 years later.
That's okay. That's okay. I'll turn to her,
you're the guy we've been waiting for. Yeah. Well done. Welcome.
As my dad's uncle always says, he's on the train station, he's nearly here.
This girl cracks me up. You guys, it's so entertaining. I wish you guys could actually
listen to this girl. I entertain myself.
It's so entertaining.
And ask me, a man come and chat me up, I'm like, what do you want?
Literally. Oh my God, this girl. A guy will literally come and say, oh my God, can I say this? Can I say about your this girl, right? This girl has like a dating profile, right? And man them will be like, yo, you're so beautiful, you're this, you're that, can I take you out, what do you do? I looked at her dating profile. When I say the list of unread messages, like, this girl will literally, let's say she'll like, you know, you have to like match with them. So she'll match with these bare man them. Ask me, I'll say, she'll be sitting there looking at the phone. They'll be messaging her and she'll just be looking at the phone. I'll say, Abby, are you not going to reply? She'll go, honestly, it's just not my type. It's not for me. I'm like, so why did you swipe? Why did you reply?
Relax right now.
Last person, what?
Nah, last person irritating me. Right, this person, he's a gym head. What's that thing he does? He's a personal trainer.
Is that a job?
Sorry, guys.
Oh, no, no. The one that was like,
sorry.
No, he was rude. Nah. He was rude. Nah, I would have blocked
where's,
you guys.
Oh no.
I remember the message, though. So basically,
oh my God, guys.
Abby was first like, personal trainer.
Guys, no, listen, right? I think with this guy, he was like, he was attractive, right? He was tall.
Oh.
He was, I think he was Muslim.
Yeah.
He was Muslim. Yeah. So, you know,
I think that pissed you off as well.
And he was Yoruba, which was good. I was like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then
he now goes, he's a personal trainer. My friend now goes, Helen.
I said, is it full time?
Yeah, she goes in full time. She goes, yeah. He goes,
which is nothing wrong. Okay.
There's nothing wrong with that. Wrong. But it's what he said after.
Uh-huh.
She was like, where? She turned to me. She goes, this one is going to disturb my life. She now goes, as long as he knows that me and him, I can't be gymming every day. And then she now goes, he goes something like, oh, so do you work out and stuff? She goes, me, I like to eat. How can you say you like to eat?
I mean, honest.
She literally goes, I like to eat. And the guy was like, oh, that's okay, but you can also work out or something. Wasn't
no,
like,
he's, no, whatever. He's like, all I know is within 5 minutes of talking to this guy, he was pushing me into the gym.
Yeah, I was just like
this guy's gonna make me bulimic, anorexic.
Yeah, he's gonna make you feel, yeah, you can already tell, like, there's some crazy people out there. There's some absolutely crazy people out there.
Jen, do you know the last message you sent me?
What?
Oh, so what are you looking for? I aired that message.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that have written to her like, oh, so what are you looking for? Or like, oh, let's go out. My friend will just literally air. I'm like, oh.
No, guys. There was God another, damn it. No, there was another one.
There's
right?
about 20
there's
there.
Another one right
there's
now.
There's about 20 on
okay,
red
okay,
messages.
Okay.
No, you have to.
Okay.
If you guys are the ones that are messaging this girl and you're out there, please stop. Guys, just stop.
No, do you know another one, right?
No, show that one.
So basically, right, this is my fault. This is my fault in a way. The guy was like to me, he was tall, also attractive.
Mm. Are you talking about
Doctor? Yeah. Doctor Man.
Yeah, Doctor Man.
Doctor Man. He was nice, whatever. We're talking, whatever. And then, I don't know why I assumed, he's either Yoruba or he's.
What did they say about assumptions?
Or Igbo, I said, let it be at least Yoruba. No, listen, I'm sorry, guys. Yeah, I was not born in Nigeria. These are the only two places I really know deep down inside my, like, you know, I don't know any other, and I can't explain the rest of my
parents. But because you're not Nigerian, why are you fixated on where?
Because my
things?
Mother and father will insult me. Yeah. They will insult me.
Uh-huh. That's it.
And they'll disturb
parental
me.
Parental influence, not
yes,
that all.
They'll disturb me, and I can't be disturbed. Mm. I need a stress-free marriage.
Yeah.
A stress-free home.
Yeah.
So then I said to her, if this guy.
She was
from
so
this...
like, she was like, oh my God, he's so cute. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. I was like, thank God, somebody.
To now make it worse. He now said somewhere in Nigeria that I did not even know.
Oh yeah, well, oh,
I didn't know
yeah,
where it
I
was.
Remember, I remember where it was.
I didn't know where it was, so yeah. I was like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was I one of them him. Ones. She just aired him. This guy was like, they could have been so cute, guys.
Could have, would have, should have.
But this girl, I actually don't, I'm not gonna lie. Do you know me, yeah? Like, like when it comes to dating sites and stuff, I get anxiety about airing people.
Why?
Because, I don't know, I feel like,
why?
I don't unmatch them, but if they unmatch me,
but I don't mind too.
I feel bad.
No, I don't mind it unmatch me.
But
it's fine.
I still don't want to, like, speak to you. It's a weird feeling. I don't want to speak to you.
I'd rather not speak to you and you unmatch me because I haven't spoken to you than me unmatching you and me think, like, because then you know that I really just, like,
if you're completely, like, crazy, like, I remember one time I was on it and this guy was like, he works in a prison.
Oh. But this doesn't
I don't know how my finger was like, goodbye.
Oh, that was like the one that, oh my God, did you think that's bad? There was one that wrote to me and he was asking for my Instagram. And
is it that one? No. Let's not talk about that. These things scare me. Let's not talk about that. There are crazy people.
I just want to live in a normal world where dating is easy.
Crazy. Are you talking about that one?
Yeah.
Nah, crazy.
She's so scared. She doesn't want to
like, do you remember I was like, block, delete, remove everything.
She's like,
don't ever speak
don't
to that person again.
Don't bring that here.
No.
Here.
Oh my God, that was so scary. The obsession was weird.
Yeah, that was weird.
God forbid. Hey, God forbid. See. You're ready to turn the screen. Hey, God forbid. Anyways, guys. So, let's get into today's episode. Yes. So we actually have a dilemma from last week's episode. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. I haven't read this one yet, so.
Okay, that was too much. Okay, I'm
too
sorry.
Much.
That was too
Way
much.
Too much. Woo. Sorry, guys.
Too much.
I
got
apologize
so excited
profusely.
There. So excited that I went, whew, Jesus. Well, I get excited when I hear people's stories. Oh, my God. So, let's begin. Less of the attitude, Abby.
Attitude.
Right, anyways, guys. So, English is always hard when you gotta read it. Hey, ladies. Hope you're well. Oh,
yes. Thank you.
I always don't know how to do this. Thank you for asking. If you really mean it, thank you. Well, what I would really like is a mansion and, a husband for Abby.
You're making me sound very needy.
You're not needy, because if you're needy, you would be on them, the 20 men. The 20 men that have been begging you to take you out, to rub your back, to gym you.
Do you see what I'm saying?
You should have seen how disgusted she was by a man touching her. Oh my God, touch me. No.
I've been scarred. Honestly, this girl, sometimes, dramatic. There's some good people, yeah, but no, I'm not going to lie to you. Men scare me. But anyway, sorry.
Ladies, hope you're well. Yes, we are. Thank you. I enjoy the podcast. Keep up the great work. Thank you very much. I heard last week's podcast about parental influence. I wanted to ask for your advice. I'm currently in a relationship for... I'm currently in a relationship of 6 months. I am currently in a relationship of 6 months, but my mom does not approve of him because of his background and the fact that he has a child.
Okay.
Parents. I keep telling her it's my life and she won't be there with me. I am not the type to go against my parents, but this is my life. We are both happy. We are considering eloping.
Mm. 6 months.
Success. Or I've threatened to not get married if I can't marry him. 6 months. Please, girls, help. He is the man I have always dreamed of. I don't want to lose him because of my mother's backward thinking.
Question. Do we know how old she is?
It looks like she's like... Sorry, I'm just going to go and look at her. She looks about our age, to be fair. She's probably like 25.
Okay.
25.
Still a bit young, but however... Okay.
Ah, still a bit young.
Not young, but I mean like, you still got time. I'm young. As people say, I think with our parents, once it hits the like 30 above mark, that's when they start to worry that you're not settled down.
Yeah. 30?
Yeah, no.
I think from 25, they start panicking.
They start panicking, but 30 is like when they're going to cry. That's when they cry. And start doing,
That's when they panic. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go on, let's get there.
I mean.
Amen.
Yeah. 6 months. I'm guessing that.
6 months to me is a bit... It's soon.
It's too soon to be thinking about eloping and threatening your mother.
However, I do believe you can know you're in love with someone for the first day you've met them.
Honestly, you can.
So it depends on the intensity of the relationship. You could be someone. You could be at 25, know what you want, and you know that you found what you've wanted. But let me. I think no one is perfect.
Yeah.
So there's always going to be one part. So he could be the complete package, but the only problem is the child.
Yeah.
If the baby mother is fine.
Yeah.
She's sorted.
I think we've mentioned something like this in our previous podcast. Yeah,
if she's
like,
sorted.
Yeah.
And it's not going to interfere with your life.
Then yeah.
And obviously. you have no problem being a stepmom.
Yeah.
I think it's okay. You need to just... get your facts together, speak to your parents and just be like, look, this is what... And then your man needs to be consistent. He needs to come and show up for your family. He needs to show them that he's ready to stay.
He's serious.
He's not just about to get you pregnant and leave. Because that's what your parents will see. Yes. They'll see that. I'm like, okay, he left one woman. Why would he not leave you? What makes you any different?
Yes.
So...
Honestly, he has to come correct.
Yes,
like,
basically. Yeah. He needs to. Yeah, there's no way around
it. At the end of the day, I feel like parents, they just like... I mean, I'm guessing when you say your mom's got backwards thinking, I'm guessing she's thinking, oh, he's got a child, he's a stereotype, he's probably going to do the same to you.
And not
it also comes from a place of love, I'm guessing. Like,
comes from love, but also comes about what would people say.
Lord Jesus, don't talk to me about what people say.
That's what they predominantly think about.
It's always what will people say. Yeah, why has my child got to marry someone that's got a son?
Someone needs to marry them. I'm sorry. Someone needs to marry. I they're not going to get married because of a mistake they made when they were younger.
But I always say, people just need to put themselves in other people's shoes. Like, if that was you... If that was your child, like, what would you do? Would you expect your child to be single for life? Because I think there's a podcast that I listen to, and one of the guys on there, he has a daughter, and he always says his fear is the fear of not finding love again, because women always say, oh, you've got a child, I don't want no baby mama drama.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but that's not it. Like, so because of that, because he had a child, I would have thought it would even be the women that are suffering, but I guess men are suffering out here too. Because he's got a child, he feels like
I get that,
women
though.
Just run. Like, women just don't want that drama. They just assume that there's always going to be drama, but it's not always the case. And that's what he said. He said him and his baby mama are amicable. Like, they're calm. Like, they're cool. But,
yeah, but see,
people don't believe that.
Yeah, but I'm not going to lie to you yet. Being someone that's dated someone with kids, yeah?
Mm.
I ain't going to lie to you. That amicable stuff, that closeness. It's comical, but that's based on people's
experiences though.
That's what I'm saying. So that's why when someone says to me, right, so now almost, it's not that I what like
you don't believe there's a mature way of dealing with it, basically.
No, it can be, right? Yeah. But as in, I need proof.
Yeah.
As in, I need the courts to sign that proof.
Yeah,
I
that
need to
we
see
are
that
cool.
sign seal delivered that you guys are cool.
She restraining
as
order.
In, like, as
if
in
we have sex, we're going to jail.
As in, no, like, everything needs to be written out because I do not have time for that.
Yeah,
at my grown age, I do not have time for
that.
It. And not even that. I don't need a poor child to be a child to be put through nonsense.
Yeah,
we need to think about the children as well. Mm. And she needs to think: Have you actually spent time with the child? Are you actually okay to be a stepmother?
Yeah,
is that something you want?
Yeah,
are you gonna feel some kind of way like you know when he needs to go be there for the child?
Yeah,
like, that's another aspect of it.
I think you need to chill. I think I get where you're thinking, because obviously, like, I'm someone who shares with my mom, like, from the get-go. Like, I was even saying to Abby, like, the amount of men I've sent my mom, like, it's unnecessary. Mm. Like, just for, like, oh, what do you think? That kind of thing. So I get that. So, but at this 6-month gap, you don't need approval.
No, you don't.
You don't need the kind of, like, I'm gonna elope. I'm running away.
But if she's at a point where she's like falling in love with him and she doesn't want, I kind of get why she's asking approval, because right now in my life, because if I'm with someone and I'm starting to fall in love with that person, I want to know, can I fall? Yeah, can I fall? Because,
but why do we have to ask that question though? Deep it though. It's control. It's controlling. Let's tell the truth, Abby. It is controlling. Let us reboot.
Why are you shouting?
Control.
Yes.
No. I'm deeping it from last week's episode, Abby. Mm-hmm. Deep it, yeah. Why does she have to seek approval from her parents? It's her life. I deep that. Deep it. Deep it, though. She said it in her thing. She said, I'm going to live with that person. I'm going to spend the rest of my life with that person. If you do spend the life. If you marry that person.
But then people... that's another thing. She's Nigerian. So another thing about Nigerian parents.
Mm.
They always say stuff like... Let's say, for example, if anything happens within your marriage, they're like, well, I told you. Mm. Everything goes back to that. I told you that. Well, even if it doesn't correlate, they're always going to bring it back.
It's the fear of I told you
so. I can't stand... In this life, I hate anybody telling me I told you so, even if I told myself so.
Mm.
I don't care. Don't tell me that. It's just it's just that thing.
But, I mean, it's still control, though.
It is control, but at the end of the day, you need to think they do
want... I'm not going to
lie to
you.
Do you think, right... I'm going to ask this. Is it that parents want the best for you or they want the best for them?
They want the best for them! Let's not talk about this.
It
is. Let me tell you something. From the moment you are born,
yeah, they've already said this child is
gonna
going
be,
to I
be.
I want this
a
child
doctor.
To be this.
They're going to be. So deep it. Let me. This is how I'm going to explain it to you. Right. From the moment you're born, your life has been planned for you from the beginning to the end. You're going to go to school, get good grades, become a doctor, marry a commissioner or president's child or a rich person's child who is also a doctor, lawyer, engineer, have kids, live in a mansion.
You forgot, buy your parents a car.
Invest in your parents, obviously. Invest back in Africa. You know, move back to Africa if possible. Work for the government. Embezzle from the government if you can. Like, everything is super planned to a T. Everything is planned to a T for you. Now, as you are now, as a human, obviously, you are your independent human, you start disappointing your parents mm-hmm. small.
Mm-hmm.
It starts off with you first not becoming a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
When you say you want to be, for example, mm-hmm. an influencer.
Mm-hmm.
Influencer, Jesus. An influencer.
I'm done. Wow.
Let's say you want to be a content creator. And your parents are like, huh. Kini, yeah. Now, from that content creating, you make £1 million.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, my child is a content creator. I'm so proud. Let me wear my gele. Let me shout and scream. Right. Perfect. Now, from there, you... Let's say you didn't go to school. Ah, didn't go to school, but you've made £1 million, so it's grand. You know what I mean? You've disappointed them, but you've given them a kind of like, ah, we thank God on top of it. You know what I mean? Like, it's just about... You have to find the energy to disappoint.
Yeah, but I don't understand something, because you know where her mom is having a problem with her dating mm-hmm. him because he has a child and mm-hmm. they're in a settled situation, mm-hmm. right? But then why do these same parents, mm-hmm. if you're married mm-hmm. and your man cheats and gets someone pregnant, they'll still tell you to stay? Can I understand because their child will not be in a broken marriage because of shame again from outside.
Their child will not put them to shame. Their child must not disappoint. Their child must be strong. Their child will be the wife and never the tail.
Endurance.
You must endure. Every wedding I went to last year, I'm not gonna lie, every speech
that
was
that word, like, honestly,
you have to endure. And yeah, it only endures when it benefits them. Why can't I endure the fact that this
and
person has
that other prayer was Ashiri Okoditu?
Oh yeah,
that
yeah.
Convert that in English.
basically, Ashiri. You said about the name. Wow, I can't speak today. Ashiri Okoditu means your secret will not be let out. Meaning, you will not be put to shame. Basically
everything will just be kept
shame.
Indoors.
Everything
that's
is
what
shame. Oh, honestly, no.
We're human.
That's the thing. That's why I said this whole thing where you're saying I told you so. I don't believe in I told you so anymore, because honestly, it's okay. Tell me you told me so. I've lived it myself and I've experienced. That's the only way some people know how to learn. Like, for example, me. If someone put their hand in fire, me, you know, Abby, I will never go near that fire.
But okay.
But other people need to try it.
Let me bring back my statistics.
Abby and her statistics.
Majority of this world right now, the mm-hmm. age that we are in, mm-hmm. right? I'm sorry, men have slipped up and they've had kids at a young age because they were exposed to a lot. They were out there, they were, you know.
If you're the type of woman that likes older men, it's bound to happen.
They're bound to have had this majority. And you usually date a man that's a little bit older than you. Most of them have had children.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, so what do I do now?
And most women, like, for her to even be like, oh, you know, this is the person and he's everything, blah blah blah, like, that means she knows he must be some sort of responsible enough for her to be like, yeah, I can deal with his situation. But no, your mother is putting her two-piece. No offense to your mom, yeah, respect to aunties and that, but she needs to mind her business. You need to chill, because the whole threatening your mom and shit, and if he's a real man, he wouldn't even want you to do that in the first place. I know you guys are talking about eloping and stuff, but maybe just reel that in a bit. Maybe my advice would be pray about it
and make sure that the baby mother is really out of this.
Yes.
Make sure, because yes. that's make what sure parents that's are always out. Afraid that, about the common collective.
Yeah.
And then they also have this thing about if it's a son as well, that you're screwed. There's no point.
Yeah.
That you just better let it go.
Yeah, if because, you know, that's the thing. That's the thing, apparently.
It's always about the son.
It's the thing. If you have any, you know, female daughters, or if you have your own son, you'd be irrelevant. What kind of Nollywood scriptures are they reading through?
I don't really understand.
Parents
but we need to understand,
like,
something, though. Prehistoric. They are evolving. It's just slow. No, it's slow.
Did you not read what we just read?
What?
How is it?
No, they are. It's slow. It is slow. So for you to be able to have that conversation
with your
mom. Yeah,
but why do you have to?
Why
do you have to
have that conversation?
Why do you have to fight your mom? Why do you have to fight your mom for her to realize that times have changed?
Because in their head, they're like, there's plenty of fish in the sea. Are you telling me you don't get brain?
Auntie,
well, how many heads
auntie,
does your friends
auntie,
have, as
auntie,
they say,
auntie,
that you can't go and get a man that has no kids?
Auntie, if you ever hear this, there's not a lot of fish in the sea.
There's not a lot.
My friend is sitting on 20. There's no man in the sea.
I was like, say no word.
She's sitting on 20 men. Not physically.
I was like, what? I was like, go girl.
There's no man outside. They are finished. They have the ones that have married, okay? There's no more.
Are you okay?
I should have gotten pregnant at 18. I lied to her.
Honestly.
You lot think I'm joking.
No, because
yeah.
I've been noticing as well, the ones that were out here back in the day, they were skanking their things. They were, you know, getting pregnant and that.
Not even that. My friends that they're had married. Children had the age of 13.
Yeah, even if they didn't save that person, they're married.
What are you talking about marriage? Forget marriage. Look at Sister Amina, the YouTuber. She has been celibate since the moment she had her child, right? But she has her child. If she doesn't get married, it's not that deep.
But let's not. She needs to sort herself out.
Yeah, but that's not the point. She needs to sort herself out. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm just saying, if you know what I mean, the reason why personally I would like to be married to have children.
Yes.
So, the marriage is the thing that's slowing me down from having a child. Do you get what I mean?
Yes.
But people that have had children,
but I'm not gonna lie,
still have the child and they can just date forever.
Yeah, because I'm very like, I say random things. I like to test my parents. I say random ass things.
Parents, I say it sometimes
randomly,
well.
Like, and then I try to get to.
I just get a prayer back. Yeah. God forbid you were married.
You know what? Not really. My dad was saying something about us, like our generation, at least that our women were stable. Yeah. We don't actually need a man. We don't need a man. It's actually we have other ways that we can get pregnant, raise our family, blah, blah, blah. If we choose that, we don't need a man.
Yeah.
My dad's very about go get your education, go get your job, you know what I mean? Get your money, get you know what I mean? So it really depends. I feel like it depends on the mentality. But I don't know. This whole child, maybe if it was maybe more than one child, I might be like, oh my god.
Yeah,
but it's one child.
It's one child.
And I wish I knew how old the child was. Because if the child's like 1 month old, no, it can't be 1 month old, it's 6 months. Because if it's 1 month, I'm a bit worried.
Yeah, that's
it. If the child's like a year old and you guys have only been together 6 months, I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, it's too fresh.
It's too fresh. Mm. That child.
That vagina has not healed.
They still need to go through some crucial moments.
Yeah, if the child is older, then I think
because we have friends that have dated someone with kids.
Yeah,
with a kid, and they're fine.
We have people that are fine,
and they've gone on and
there's some that have like horrible experiences.
Yeah,
just because the mother is just being problematic, and then there are some that just is normal. They're just blended. It's happy days.
And
like,
there's some of them that don't even want to have anything to do with the child.
Yeah,
some people are not internal.
Yeah. There's so many different experiences. I think when it comes to people that if you're dating someone who has a child, you need to make that situation your own. That's the only thing you can do. You can choose. You assess the situation. If it's a toxic situation, first of all, you shouldn't really be in that because you can't really help. And who knows, you could actually be the thing that actually sorts it out. Like, what's her name? Alicia Keys and that one, you know? Alicia and the woman came together and, you know, they made it like a simpler way, a better way for them to like all be around each other. Sometimes you are that glue that could solve him being in his child's life and things like that. So I don't personally think like people shouldn't. Oh my god! I've matured.
Gabrielle Union.
Yes. Oh no. I had a statement one time. Shall I tell my statement?
Yeah. What's the word?
You know, you said Gabrielle Union. You know, Gabrielle Union was old when she married Dwayne Wade. Yeah. One auntie told me that when you're 35. When you're 35, you can marry whoever you want. You can marry someone who has 10 children because you are desperate at that point. So it's okay. Auntie was desperate at that point, according to that auntie.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's not fair because we're moving
people are getting old. Mm-hmm. People get married or starting to get older and older and older. Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you.
Because there's so much pressure.
I look at COVID. COVID has come this year.
Bro, I was going to get... I was going to get engaged this year. I'm not married, but I was going to get engaged. And it's all my friends that jinx me now. COVID happened. Where's the man? Where's the ring? Where's everything? So nothing. Sad. I'm just here chilling with Abby.
I mean, you could be chilling with worse people.
I mean, yeah, thank God it's Abby. I mean, I could have been by myself at this stage. But do you know what I mean? Like, I just think, you know, this girl, sis, just...
And not if you're about to take on this child as well, remember, right, this is an adult responsibility.
Yeah, you about to boss like, up. You're going
to
be...
You need to, because that child will sometimes come to you for advice.
Advice, yeah. That child... Are you ready for it? Like,
and eventually you need to also discuss with their mother as well...
Boundaries. Yes.
If the child does something wrong, are you allowed to discipline the child?
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? You need to remember these are things that you're going to have to...
Yes.
And if you're about to take on that child, your parents are going to have to see that child as a bad child.
Yes. So you really need to chill. You need to pray about it. Speak to whoever, maybe a counselor.
Because you can't now have a kid when you guys get married and your parents come and start treating your kid differently to the other kid.
Yes.
That's gonna be some gonna kind have of messed up. No, that's not fair.
No, I think, you know, it's hard because, you know, you watch all these fairy tale movies where, like you said, people do elope and, you know, they have the best life and then the parents eventually realize and you get rekindled together and reconnected because they regret the fact that, oh my God, they didn't support you.
I think I can elope.
You don't think you can?
No, I think my parents will come around eventually. They might take a few years, but they'll come around.
I think it's just communication. Like, okay, you threatening them that you won't get married. I think I support that. Like, I support the threat. Don't threaten, but I mean, just continue being with the person you are with, and eventually, I think your parents through prayer, and you know, if you know that you guys definitely want to be together through prayer and patience, I think it will happen naturally.
And I ain't gonna lie, if you get pregnant, yeah, I'm not advising this. So you get pregnant, they're gonna force you to get married anyway.
Yeah, but I don't condone it.
However,
because that's you don't want to be like
you
no,
don't want it. No, you
some
don't.
Some Nigerian
that.
Parents are savage. Like some parents are savage. Like what they could do is just like stress the living life out of you, and like you don't need that when you're pregnant at all. You want your foundation to be of a loving foundation. So I think that you should definitely be patient. Like I'm guessing his parents are kind of cool with you, which is good. It's good to always have one side on your side.
6 months. I doubt his parents know her. I'm not gonna lie. I think
I wasn't involved in that conversation.
No, I'm being what I would say you should do, honestly, wholeheartedly, is wait to the 1 year mark, see how things are going. Don't mention it to your mother anymore. Just do you.
If your mom's asking you, what's up, just
what your mom is saying, hold that in your hand. Yeah. Keep that at the back of your hand, back of your mind. See how a relationship, use protection, be safe, whatever.
Be responsible.
You know, give your all to the relationship but still be smart about it and see. And then after that year, if you feel like, okay, you know what, this guy's the one, okay, say, look, we need to go and speak to my parents.
Yeah.
If he starts moving some kind of way that he's not ready, then he's not the one ditching to the side.
Yeah.
But if he is, if he's ready to man up,
he needs to come correct. Yeah.
You need to have every answer. Whatever question they'll throw at you, you need to have the answers. Simple as.
Yes, you need to have the answers. And then if they're still like, no, then I think it's just up to you to then decide, can you hack it?
Yeah.
Can you hack not probably speaking to your parents?
And if you have another trusted family member that you can confide in, like an auntie and uncle that you know that can speak to them.
Mm-hmm.
Do so.
Yeah. Now, on top of King, just because someone has a child, they've got to go through this. Like, nah, it's not that deep.
And children,
like,
children are blessings.
Blessings. Oh, my God. Like,
because do you know what, actually, right? Saying this, right? Wow. Times have changed because I don't understand. Maybe because I come from my grandparents, because I'm Muslim, right? Yeah. So my...
She always has to plug that she's Muslim.
No, because what I'm trying to say is, because how can they have that conversation? I'm thinking, my dad had that conversation with me now. Like, my granddad had wives.
Mm.
So what if my grandmother, her mother told her, no, you cannot marry him. He already has a child.
Yeah.
What would happen then?
I won't be here. You know, that's true.
Do you know what I mean?
When you look at it like that, oh, there you go. You've got something to hold on to, Abby. Use that as an example for
oh,
you.
Oh, serious?
If you ever date someone who's got a kid again, just be like, ah, but that, you would be here.
Do you know what that would say? Like, make up your mind. Are you Muslim or not? Oh, that's wow. What, that's what I would say. Oh,
he'd be like, you can't claim it whenever you feel like it. No, but so yeah, our advice, well, my advice is pray, be patient.
Yes.
Like Abby said, wait till the 1 year mark and then decide, you know, is this what you want? Mm-hmm. Is this worth all the in a year you would know if it's worth the hassle. And if he is worth it, well, congratulations. Yeah. You know?
We'll be at the wedding.
We'll be at the please, yeah, invite us to the
invite
wedding.
Invite us to the wedding.
Yeah, please. Hey, I'm ready. My gilly is ready. Owambe. I've not had Owambe in almost like it feels like 3 years. So yeah, we will be there and we hope it all works out anyways. Don't stress, man.
Take your time.
Take it one day at a time.
In
pandemic. Yeah, enjoy those moments. Just
have those little sneaky moments together.
Yeah, sneaky. Oh yeah.
Yeah, like nobody needs to know. Nobody
happy. Yeah, nobody happy knows me are you up. Nobody happy know me and then hey. We need to go out. But that's not the point. Yeah. Anyways, Abby.
Yes.
I think we've actually spoken for the whole podcast.
Have we?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, we have spoken.
Wait, actually, no. There's one more thing I want to talk about.
Oh, here we go.
Sainsbury's.
So I came across. Abby came across for me today that something's going on in Sainsbury's.
My fellow British people, I'm fed up. I am fed up. Must this year always be about black and white? What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Right? How can I
be... No. Wait. The thing that pissed me off is it was 3 days ago and then they put a white one up today. So they could have just been patient. They only had to be patient.
But we sure that white one was always part
of it. You think they're trying to now? Nah. Yeah. I think it was.
Are you sure?
I personally feel like what happened was... No, I'm not gonna lie. It's like when you... When your boyfriend says something, right? Let's say your boyfriend says something to you and you react before he actually shows you what he wants to show you. Mm-hmm. That's what I feel people did.
Yeah, but either way.
I know, either way, it's wrong.
Either way, it just exposed more racism.
There's always racism.
We have a serious problem in the UK. Yeah. We actually need to fix it because it's ridiculous.
Do you want to give them the story so they know what actually happened?
Okay, so Sainsbury's, they done did their Christmas ad.
Mm.
And in their Christmas ad with their gravy... They decided to use an all-black family, which is very rare because you never see an all-black family on a TV.
Mom, dad,
mm-hmm. children, laughing, mm-hmm. talking, everything.
Yeah.
The only time you see them is if it's in Africa.
Mm.
Mm. British values and all these kind of things that people like to be saying and stuff like that. I'm sorry, I'm black and I'm from here.
Mm.
And I have family that are all black.
Yeah. And she's British.
And I'm British. So mm-hmm. how can you dare tell me that should I not celebrate? Yeah, where we don't have no British values. Like, are you okay? Mm. So you have a problem with seeing it all. I've been seen on TV for all of my life. White families.
So I'm going to read some of the tweets that...
Can I just say this? White families all over the TV. I don't see anything wrong with it.
Yeah.
I've just gotten used to it. Yeah. So are they the only people that can celebrate Christmas?
Yeah.
No, they can't.
I know.
It's other people. And then, not only that, to include diversity, they start putting in a mixed race person.
Yeah.
To make it look like, okay,
yeah,
you
but
know
that's what they see as diversity. Diversity is adding a pinch of black.
Yeah, which is ridiculous. Why should we only get
a pinch of Asian?
Why should we just get a pinch of something?
That's diversity.
Like, what's the point? You can have both. I see white. I'm fine. I don't like shrimp.
Yeah,
or anything.
look, power. Yeah. A pinch.
This is what they do. A pinch. Mm. So you see one time, you see a full black family.
And you're threatened. Yeah, that's what I would use, though. That's the term I would use. It's threatened. Because if you weren't threatened, it shouldn't be a problem. Why is it like... It's just like when they always... like, remember that time we were out and the far-right people were doing that thing?
Oh, God.
And they were like... And the woman came up to me and she was like... They were against basically Islam law. They were saying stuff about Islam law in the
Shadow
UK.
Dusty.
Make Britain great again or whatever.
Madness.
So then this
madness.
Abby came over to me and me and Abby was already getting vexed, right? And the woman came over to me. She goes, She's like, are you Christian? And she was like, first of all, you're racist. Don't even speak to me because you're trying to now make us seem as if we're one because we're both Christians. And Abby, she turned to Abby and she asked Abby, are you Christian or Muslim? And Abby said she's Muslim. She goes, and she thought, for some reason, she thought Abby was my daughter. And she's like, you need to save her. You need to speak to your daughter. She's like, you need to save her. She's been taken by the devil and all these things. And I was like,
I was like, Allah is the devil and everything. Like, I was like, oh Lord. And
it took God for Abby not to whoop this woman's ass. I was confused, first of all. I would have beaten her. First of all, she's not my daughter. Where did we get that from? Because you're trying to say I'm old. But then I was like, wow. Wow, sis. She was like, you need to save her. Basically, what are you doing? You're not helping her. This, and she was, the way she was looking at Abby, like she was disgust. Dirt.
Like, I was imagine. Like,
first of all, imagine. You know what even pained me about it? She's racist. But because she thinks we have a common ground,
yeah,
she thought it was acceptable for her to speak to me. I was like, bro, if you don't get out of my face with your twig self, I will break you. Yeah. Like, it was so disgusting the way they were behaving. Now, because of an advert, more of them are even coming out and showing themselves. Like... No, I'm going to read some of the tweets, right, that they've put up.
Madness.
Where are the British people? What the fresh hell is this? I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
White in caps.
Yeah, white in caps. Another reason to boycott Sainsbury's.
They're trying to boycott
Sainsbury's. Wow, that's actually deep, you know. They want to boycott. Yeah, hey, don't have Christmas dinner. What's my business with that? And then you
have other people. They have other people tweeting, like, the white people that aren't racist. They're like, oh, this is my face, happy as I go through Sainsbury's without having to see any racist people.
And then there was one about... Oh, there was actually one... Oh, the one that hit me the most, you know. Where is it? Just wondering whether... In their portrayal of the typical black family, the male adult is actually the father of the children. Quite often, this is not the case. So basically, we've got a lot of absent fathers, and it is very strange to have a black male figure who is actually the father in the house. Y'all are hella disrespectful, y'all.
I actually want to slap them.
Someone even said absolutely sickening. On top with you now. What like, and what they're like, is your reason?
Your shares, the same few shares are gonna go down, and they called them what there was another Blackberry. They called them Blackberries instead of Sainsbury's.
Oh yeah, you may as well rename yourselves Blackberries.
Like,
no, y'all are rude. Y'all are rude. I will not be entertaining this rubbish. Like, all I have to say is, as a human race, we need to do better. There's nothing we can do about racism, which is unfortunately sad. There's nothing you can do. The more you even do something, like, just to even diverse the world,
but I'm not gonna lie,
they
to
just
you.
Attack you. They attack everyone.
I'm not gonna lie to you, right? I'm starting.
The Trumps of the world.
The Trumps of the world, right? And not all of them are. I'm kind of happy for the ones that speak out.
Mm.
I'm scared for the ones that don't speak out, but are the Trumps of the world, and they're in my midst. Those are the ones that are pissing me off. The ones that don't say nothing.
There's bear,
and I know for a fact. I know them. Yeah. I know them around me, and I can see them. And I just want, I can't stand them. I can't. Lord, help me. I can't deal.
The ones that are you are the one black friend they know. Or the one black person they actually associate with.
Mate.
Yeah.
God will help you.
Yeah.
God will help you.
It's a thing that we need to fix, but we fix it one day at a time, guys. We fix it one day. Hopefully everyone has a very black... I mean, sorry. A very Merry Christmas when the time comes and people can get over themselves, because it's not that
deep.
Don't
you just wish that all these people that are haters, they all just get black kids in their lives? Their
daughters are going to
get black kids. Yeah, like, hi, dad, look at my new
boyfriend. The generation, like, come filter down is going to be black. Let's not do that. Basically, you know what? Everyone should just show one another love. Those that are filled with racist hate in their heart, I pray for them. I pray that God heals them. I pray that God shows them that We are all one. You know, I'm about peace. I don't like no war. Sainsbury's, I hope your shares go up. Yeah.
Amen.
Fair play to you guys for trying. You know, all we can do is try and be diverse at the end of the day. Hopefully people are accepting of it. And if they're not, man, just kick them out of your store. Like, it's not that deep. But anyways, I need to go to bed because I'm tired.
Yeah, I need to go recover.
Yeah, Abby needs to, you know, probably... Guys, please pray for this girl to start replying people's messages, eh? Please, thank you. I will continue to talk about this until she replies to those people. At least unmatch them. Like, you're just wasting their time. You're actually wasting their time. You're wasting their data. That's what you're doing. You're wasting their space in the dating world. But it's okay. Anyways, guys, hope you guys have enjoyed this beautiful podcast. My name's Helen, as always.
My name's Abby, and it's irritated as always.
always irritated. And do you know how much I hate when she says irritated? It irritates me.
Because you're irritating. No, you're not. She doesn't like the word. No, I don't use the word irritating for my friends because she doesn't like men. I do.
Okay, no. Seriously, where will you marry? How will you marry if you continue like this with this girl? Honestly, no, Godspeed.
Guys, it's okay.
Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for the support.
Thank you, guys.
Hope everyone's doing well anyways, apart from all the drama in the world. Yep. And we guess we'll catch you on the next one. Oh, make sure you guys follow us at Sisters Like Friends with an extra S. At Sisters Like Friends with an extra S. Oh my God, what are you doing? She's literally shaking her boobs. It's very weird. Anyways, follow us at Sisters Like Friends with an extra S on Instagram. You can also check us out at the SLF Podcast on Twitter. And also, if you have any more dilemmas, thank you so much for the girl that sent in her dilemma. Thank you so much. We love hearing from you guys. Hopefully, we were able to help you and advise you. If you have any more dilemmas, just send us a DM. Or you can send us an email at theslfpodcast@gmail.com. theslfpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you so much for all your kindness. Guys. Thank you so much for your engagement. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wow.
See what I mean? That's how you are.
Thank you, Lord, for everything you are doing in our life.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Baba. Thank you, my Lord. We are saying thank you. Thank you, my love. Anyways, yeah, we've had an anti moment. Now we gotta go.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to shout out to anyone?
Peace to you. We are cutting out now.
Cutting out where?
Cutting out. You know what I'm saying?
I don't understand this girl.
What? Hey.
Thank God she's feeling better. Anyway, guys, catch you on the next one. Bye. Don't say bye.
Bye.
Lord have mercy. I'm just trying to fill out the minutes at this stage. All right. Okay. Bye.
Bye. So, since you're not going to
stick. No, I'm not going to stick.